it's the goodwill of the Donegal people out there. Most of the people who actually would support us would have been people that would have used the service. And when they recuperate back to fairly decent, good health again, they will go out and do fundraisers and keep us going. That, combined with other people who have family members involved, would go out and help us. Our big worry is, you know, as we sit here today now, our money would probably last us now roughly about 5-6 weeks. And we're living in that situation all the time. If we sat on our laurels now for a month, I could guarantee you the bus service would be pulled off probably in 2 months' time. So we have to keep going all the time. And we were very disappointed that we didn't get any funding from either the HSE or the Irish Cancer Society, because they're fully aware of what we're doing.
So what's next then from your point of view? You just keep on local fundraising and hope that the increased profile will just see more money coming in via the shop and via other events?
Yes, that's exactly right, Donald. We will keep on going. And in the article, you might have noticed at the weekend in the paper, there were people actually using the bus service now who never even heard that we existed before that. And I suppose it's like everything. It's only whenever trouble comes to your own door that you realise that there are help out there, and they realise that we would be helpful to them. And as I say, anything that we can do to make that long, lonely journey of cancer a little bit easier for Donegal people, we're willing to do it. And we're willing to do it, and thank God the people of Donegal have supported us this far.